This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of Japanese companies began the rollout of their workplace vaccine programs Monday, inoculating company workers and their families. Some of the companies had been critical of what they said was the government's slow pace of Japan's COVID-19 inoculation campaign. Thousands of people are expected to receive shots through the initiative, which is beginning just weeks before the opening of the Tokyo Olympics. Meanwhile, organizers of the Olympics announced Monday that they will allow a limited number of spectators into venues holding Olympic events. Crowd numbers are to be capped at 10,000 people or 50% of a venue's capacity. In India, the government announced a new single-day record for inoculations. It gave 7.5 million coronavirus vaccine doses on Monday. The country also saw its lowest daily number of new COVID-19 cases in about 3 months. India is trying to inoculate 950 million adults by December. The government is buying 75% of the vaccines made for use in India and giving them to the states free of charge. The World Health Organization said Monday that it is working to set up a new technology hub for coronavirus vaccines in South Africa in an effort to boost supply to the continent. In the United States, the White House laid out its plans for sharing 55 million COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad, with the majority of the allocations going to Latin America, the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa. The Biden White House said on Monday that most of the doses will be shared through the COVAX International Vaccine Sharing Program, fulfilling a commitment by President Joe Biden. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Monday he will pardon 9 imprisoned Catalan separatists who've been charged with sedition over their roles in a 2017 referendum on Catalan independence. The announcement came during a speech in Catalonia's capital, Barcelona, about the future of the region. Sanchez said his cabinet would approve the pardons on Tuesday. 12 separatists were convicted and given long prison sentences for their roles in holding the banned secession referendum in 2017. They then declared independence a few days after the results. Unionists boycotted the referendum, which was held amid a large police presence intent on stopping it. The pardons have been a divisive issue in the rest of Spain. National polling indicates 60% of Spaniards oppose them. Earlier this month, thousands opposed to the pardons took to the streets in Madrid to protest the idea and to call for Sanchez's resignation. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says the asylum system in the United States has become unmanageable and that his agency supports, quote, a gradual improvement toward a more effective and humane migration system. In an interview with VOA, Grandi said reform is a complex operation that will take years to achieve, but he added he's encouraged by what he has seen from the Biden White House after a big cut in resettlements during the Trump administration. The maximum number of refugees allowed in the United States fell from 85,000 in 2016 to just 18,000 in 2020. The Biden administration has boosted the cap to 62,500 refugee admissions this year and says it hopes to push the number to 125,000 sometime in the future. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with AP just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. Still, Karzai, who had a conflicted relationship with the United States during his 13 years in office, wanted the troops to leave. He said Afghans were united behind an overwhelming desire for peace and need now to take responsibility for their future. And closing time for Election Day polls in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia on Monday was extended for hours to cope with logistical problems such as missing poll workers, missing ballots, and bad weather, this according to election organizers. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.